The research team used a grant from the U.S. Forest Service to look at 40 years of nationwide bird counts. They also looked at census data and satellite surveys of land cover. The study finds that in northern New York and in other areas where the tree cover is coming back, native bird species are doing pretty well. But study co-author Anna Pidgeon of the UW-Madison Forest Ecology Department says vacation homes, roads, and other development in some areas are having an impact.
This removes wildlife habitat and introduces exotics and increases human disturbance. The long-term effects on biodiversity are unclear, but potentially severe. We don't know where the threshold point is, or if there is a threshold, or if it'll be a gradual decline.
Pidgeon says when people bring along their dogs and cats, that makes things worse for rural birds that nest on the ground or in low shrubs. Another UW researcher, Christopher Lepchek, focused on 137 bird species in the Midwest and found about 25% in decline, including warblers. House sparrows and starlings increased. Lepchek believes many people care about those changes.
We know that 66 million people in the U.S. engage in birding and wildlife recreation. Yeah, certainly see far less diversity than once existed.
There are likely to be follow-up studies. One question will be whether clustered housing, with long stretches of wild land in between, is better for rural birds than having many buildings that are spread out. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.